Ah, the dulcet tones of Kid Rock can only mean one thing. The great Shane Doan is joining the show. Legendary Coyote Chief Hockey Development Officer joins us right now in Bickley Amorata Mornings. I'm Jarrett Carlin, joined by Josh Colinter, who, like Kid Rock, also from Michigan, but unlike Kid Rock, does not pretend to be a Southern rocker. But we are here, and Shane, how are you?
I am good. That's quite the intro. Well, that was pretty good. Good job.
Quite the host. Shane Doan, yeah. As you're joining us in the post-Christmas week edition of Bickley Amorata Mornings, I must start by asking you, how was your holidays, and what does a Shane Doan Christmas look like?
I was originally going to be in Switzerland for it, as you and I had talked about, and then the Spangler Cup got canceled due to everything kind of going on in the world, and so I was home with my family, and we just enjoyed being all together. So I had my daughter came home from California, and my son came home from college, and we were all together and thoroughly enjoyed it. It was nice. We didn't really do too much because we had no real plans because everything kind of got turned upside down at the last minute.
That sort of is like this, the story of 2020 and 2021 is trying to make the best of bad situations. We had Bobby Hurley on earlier in the show, and he's almost exactly in the same situation as you, where the team he's associated with hasn't played a game in 2 weeks, where his Christmas plans got completely shaken up, but he was actually able to spend time with his family, which he wasn't expecting to do. So that is good to hear.
Yes, and that's exactly what happened with us. We were not expecting it, and we ended up just the six of us being together, and it was good. We enjoyed it. My four kids get along really well and really enjoy each other, so they had a blast, and so it was fun.
Yeah, that kind of leads right into what the Coyotes are dealing with, making changes on the fly. Anything from your career, whether it was an injury or if any part of the shortened seasons in the NHL that you could talk about and how kind of frustrating or what you have to deal with a long lapse in between games?
Yeah, like it's one of those things that as a player, it's so out of your rhythm, eh, Josh, where you get into the rhythm of the season and you become such a creature of habit where you show up at the arena, you show up at the ballpark, and you just kind of do what you've been programmed to do. And when you're thrown off, I think sometimes it's frustrating, and you can't, if you get on the wrong side of it, if you kind of get on the negative side of it, it seems to snowball on you and you kind of get going down a negative road. But if you can get on the positive side of it and kind of get the excitement of something that's not, that breaks up the monotony of the season, it can be nice. That being said, when you're in a situation like they're in now where there's no real rhyme nor reason to what's going to happen and you have to kind of wait to see what the tests show for the day to whether or not you're going to play and whether or not you're going to have a game. You've never heard of games getting canceled other than maybe, you know, one or two throughout my career. But nothing like this. I remember we got snowed in and we got a game canceled in Carolina 1 year. We got snowed in so bad, couldn't leave the hotel. The game was canceled and we were all like trying to remember the last time we'd had a game canceled. It's a regular season game and we were stuck in Carolina for 5 days.
Oy.
It was bizarre.
What
yeah,
a place to be
at a hotel. Our hotel ran out of food because they couldn't get food into the hotel, and there was like a teacher's convention going on. And the last meal we got from the hotel was ketchup and noodles.
This is tremendous. That's
all they had left.
This is like a combination of the fire festival and that poop cruise that like broke down in the middle of the ocean, and they had to eat raw onion sandwiches and stuff. I didn't know about this hardship, and you couldn't what call in for food. You'd ketchup and noodles. I think isn't that the national dish of Canada though?
Yeah, we actually ended up, we walked and we couldn't, like, you could barely walk because they had no like snow removal equipment there, so you had to walk like they were slowly getting the highways open, but they couldn't get any of the side streets open for like to the hotels or to the arenas and stuff like that. and we walked over to a gas station. We got to the gas station. It was, probably took us about 25 minutes, half an hour, and the snow was probably knee to thigh deep most of the way, and you get into the gas station, and there's nothing left in the gas station because everyone else had walked over there and had cleaned it out too. Like there was, I think there was like corn nuts was like the only thing left. These guys came back with, and I actually don't mind corn nuts.
No, it's a tasty treat. That's a good crunch. Yeah, that is a tasty treat, I tell you. And we are joined right now by legendary Coyote Shane Doan, the chief hockey development officer. And actually, your question, Josh, to him about the extended layoffs, the perfect guest for that, because Shane often had off the playoffs every year, and it had to be extended.
I should have said that you guys had the Olympic layoffs, but that's a little different. It's kind of like a mini vacation.
It is. It was the opportunity to do something that you normally didn't get to do. It was something that the first time it happened, it was awesome. Like everyone was so excited, and then guys started looking forward to it every 4 years. It was something that was, if the guys didn't go to the Olympics, you had plans and you're pretty excited about the opportunity to, you know, do something. As a player, you never ever got 10 days off in the middle of your season since you were a kid. Like, hockey, kind of everything revolved around hockey. And since you were a kid, you hadn't had really a break because no family really planned vacations during hockey season if you were on a significant team. So the Olympic break was the first time most guys had had any type of break during the season and since they were little kids.
Finally here, just to get back to the Coyotes, they are scheduled, as of now, to play tonight versus San Jose. They've had 4 games postponed. They haven't played in 11 days. What is it something you're looking for from the Coyotes, sort of, to get back on track here as they resume the season?
You know what? We got a bunch of young kids playing the last I saw, I think we had 10 or 11 regular guys out, so I have a bunch of young kids playing. San Jose has some young kids playing, and it's an opportunity for guys to get that. You get an opportunity that you take advantage of it. And we got some players from the AHL that are coming up to play, and we want to make sure that you only get so many shots. As Josh would point out, like, you get a chance to do something, you have to do something. Like, get yourself noticed, do something that's significant so that they're talking about you. And so that it's not easy to forget you. And if you can do it for one game, maybe you can do it for two, and you just kind of build upon that and get into a position where you become a regular. And so as we go into these next few games, we got a bunch of young guys that are going to try to help us out through this time of just not knowing and uniqueness that is different from any other year other than last year probably. And we're going to find out who's going to get a real opportunity and who's going to take advantage of it.
Well, no one is more unforgettable than the great Shane Doan. Thank you so much for joining us. The nicest guy in all of sports, Shane Doan. Hope everybody had a happy holidays, happy new year. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks so much. And Josh, it's good to talk to you. It's been a while since you and I talked, it's always nice to hear your voice. And I'm sorry you have to spend this much time with Jared. I apologize that you're stuck in a room with him for 4 hours. That's a long morning.
He decided to stay on the other side of the glass, so we're separated.
Shane couldn't go one interview.
It's kind of nice.
Shane couldn't go one interview without apologizing for something, so he had to apologize for that. Thank you very much, Shane.
Yeah, thanks for talking to you, Shane.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chief, chief hockey development officer for the Arizona Coyotes, also legendary Coyotes.